823959, M41. The Death Glades, 20 kilometers west of Attica, Pythos. The beast opened its vast jaws, foul breath ripe with decay, hitting the catechan standing before it. Thick ropes of saliva descended from its top to bottom lip, and the remnants of a previous meal nestled between teeth, each the size of a man's fist. The scale saurian eyed the thick-set soldier before thrusting forward open-mouthed to feed. Its jaws clamped down on the proffered leaves, and with a contented snort, the herbivore consumed its meal. The catechan patted his mount on the head, but before he could feed the other five arbosaurs that served as his squad's method of transport, the commander's voice diverted his attention. "Leave them alone, Mac. If you feed them now, they'll be sluggish for hours, and I'd like to make it back to base before nightfall." There was no malice in Piet Brigston's voice, only the naked authority of a man used to commanding and being obeyed. "And get over here. I want you to take a look at this." Mac, discarding the armful of foliage he'd collected, did as he was asked without question. The commander was knelt down examining a deep mark in the mud of the jungle floor, while four slab-muscled figures in red bandanas looked on.
"What is it, chief?"
Mac said, coming over to join them. Though each man in the squad understood him perfectly, his syllables were clipped, making him sound as if he was speaking with his mouth covered. "It's a track. First clear one we've been able to make out. Can you identify it?" The commander motioned with a finger, drawing along the entire half-meter length of the deep footprint. Mac scrunched his flattened features and scrutinized it intently. Few catechans could claim intellect high enough to qualify them for a position within the administratum or departamento munitorum, but Mac's development was notably arrested. Not that it mattered to Brigston or the rest of the squad, and what he lacked in one area he more than made up for in others. Not only was Mac a one-man heavy bolter team, but in the 3 years they'd been stuck on Pythos, he taught himself to identify the native fauna from just their spoor, droppings, or bite pattern.
"Looks like a caravis, chief. Big one, too," Mac said after some deliberation.
"You sure?" Brigston asked. Caravis were far from the biggest predators to roam Pythos, but they usually stuck to the abundant hunting grounds, deep into the Death Glades, or out on the open plains of the scorched savannah. For one to come this close to a populated area was rare, but if Mac was correct, this would be the third one in a week to get within 20 kilometers of Attica.
"Sure."
Brigston took him at his word. When the catechan 183rd had found themselves stranded on Pythos, en route to the maelstrom, many had scoffed at tank commander Piet Brigston's idea to retrain some of the men as beast riders. It didn't take long for them to come around to his way of thinking. Almost 30 chimeras and sentinels, lost beneath the swamps, and rampaging carnivores accounting for several hundred souls, will focus the mind like that. And it was at times like this that the patrols, or rather the native wildlife, were worth their weight in ration packs. Even if they didn't pacify the creature on their way back to Attica base, the perimeter guard could be doubled overnight and heavy weapons mounted in the sentry towers. The caravis wouldn't make it within 200 meters of the city.
"Come on! Let's get hunting!"
said Kotchev, one of the previously silent catechans, enthusiastically. His sweat-soaked bandana was tied around his forehead, and his moist, close-cropped scalp glistened in the late evening light. He was daubed from head to toe in mud, mirroring his fellow troopers, and his las rifle hung at his side. Also mirroring the other squad members, one hand rested on the weapon's butt, ready to swing it into action at the first sign of trouble. "All right, but let's not take any stupid risks. If it's steak for breakfast, then let's all be around to enjoy it," said Brigston. Though the 183rd had enough rations and equipment to last for months, and bulk freighters brought in fresh supplies every few weeks from nearby agri-worlds, unsurprisingly, most of the catechans preferred the taste of real meat. With no livestock being able to survive on Pythos, thanks to the predations of the numerous feral beasts that shared it with the ruby crystal miners and Imperium soldiery, the only time fresh meat was ever on the menu was when one of the patrols bagged one of the creatures. If Brigston and his patrol could make it back with a few slabs of caravis, none of them would have to pay for drinks for the next month. Mounting up, the six Catachans headed back towards the planetary capital, the sun slowly sinking behind them.